building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Today, I want to talk about a leadership balancing act that I feel like people don't really warn you about when you become a leader and a manager. And that is being approachable, but not being a therapist. When you are a manager, you sometimes become like a de facto therapist, and that is really hard. It's a tough part of the job that I feel like no one talks about. When you lead a team, people bring you everything. They bring you their work problems, they bring you their personal stressors and their frustrations, and sometimes they tell you things that they would normally tell a friend or a partner, and that's great, really. I think that that is a sign of comfort in the workplace and an open relationship. It says a lot about trust, and I think if you as a leader are not setting the right boundaries or you're not setting yourself up for success, it can really leave you drained and it can leave you not in a good position. I think there's this like fine line that leaders have to walk. On one side, if you're too distant, your team thinks that you don't care. And I've worked for managers like this. And you kind of stop talking to them, right? When you finally are able to bring them something, then it's a big fire because you're not talking to them up until that point because you don't feel comfortable talking to those people. But on the other side, if you're too available, suddenly you're like an emotional dumping ground. You spend half of your days processing everyone else's feelings. And then you wonder why you are exhausted at the end of the week, even if you're like, I didn't work that hard or I didn't go through that much this week, but for some reason I am emotionally exhausted. And neither of those extremes is sustainable for us leaders. I have definitely fallen into, honestly, both traps, and I've gone like both ways. There was a period in time where I realized that I was carrying a lot of my own stress, but I was also carrying half of my team's stress. Like if someone was unhappy, I felt personally responsible. And if someone was struggling personally, I thought I had to hold on to that too. And it got to the point where I was not sleeping. It took me a long time to get to sleep. I'd wake up in the middle of the night worrying about client problems and worrying about problems that the team was enduring that they weren't even mine to solve. Here is a lesson that I had to learn. You cannot be effective when you're a leader if you are trying to be everyone else's therapist. You have to control what is within your control. And it doesn't mean that you don't care. It means that you are clear about what your role is and what it isn't. And it means that you are clear about your boundaries. So let's talk about how to actually successfully walk that line, which, like I said, I'm not perfect at, but I have gone back and forth enough times that I feel at least fairly qualified to give this advice. Number one, obvious, set clear boundaries. Boundaries are not cold. And I think a lot of people make us feel like setting and holding boundaries is cold. Setting boundaries is respectful. You can say, I care a lot about what you are going through, but this is bigger than what I can support you with as a manager, and you can provide resources. That's not shutting someone down. It's pointing them to the right kind of help, and that's okay. Number two is there's this really important shift that we as leaders and coaches have to make, and it is that shift from solving problems for other people to coaching them through their issues. I think a lot of us have this fixer instinct, and I am really, really bad about this. I constantly think like, give me 5 minutes, hand this problem to me, and I can just see a really clear and easy path to fix it. Someone asked me about what one of my superpowers is, and I feel like one of my superpowers is problem solving. But you can't fix things for other people all the time. Being that fixer creates people's dependency on you. Instead, you have to ask, what do you think your next step could be? Or what do you think you should do in this situation? It creates the dynamic that you are going to coach them through it instead of this dynamic where people come to dump their problems on you. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. Okay, next up is modeling healthy sharing. You definitely don't need to be a robot. And frankly, I mean, I think a lot of us, especially I think post-COVID, we got a lot more real because we just kind of like got into each other's homes and our lives. When you're stressed out, you can admit it. You can be a human. I think I model being a real human all the time on this podcast. When you have challenges, when you have shit going on in your life, you can share it to a degree, but you have to do it in a way that models resilience and perspective. You can't come to your team and just give them like a full-on vent session. And you can't blur the line between being that leader and coach and being a friend. And I think that's really hard for a lot of leaders, especially those of us that are used to having friends at work. Like my job before I started Excelity, a lot of my friends were work friends and I loved having friends at work. And it's hard to not want to be like best friends with everyone at Excelity because frankly, I love the people that I work with. And if I wasn't their boss, I would probably want to hang out with them all the time. But you really cannot be blurring the line between leader and friend all the time because I think that makes it really, really hard to hold those boundaries. Okay, finally, I think just making sure that you're providing resources and that you're reminding people that they're available. My business partner, Jenny, is really, really good about that, whether it's HR or even if it is gathering resources for them, like helpful links or articles if you're in a smaller business, or if it's mentors or people that are coming in to speak within your business, or if you have stipends for therapy or you have programs for like medical travel or whatever it may be, right, that you're offering to your team, let them know that they don't have to do this alone. None of us are really alone, no matter how alone you may feel in a certain time. And we have to remind ourselves too. I think that being a leader can be a really just a lonely place to be. And so you have to remind yourself that you are not alone. Even when you are here training yourself to, I guess, kind of deal with some of these issues and challenges alone. Great leaders create space for people to vent and to deal with their issues, but they don't absorb other people's issues and they don't fix the issues for them. It's not your job to heal all of your team's wounds and to solve all of their problems for them. It's your job to make sure that they feel supported and make sure that they feel safe at work and make sure that they are equipped to do their very best work every day while they're there. Honestly, I think that most people on our teams, they don't really expect you to be their therapist, but if you open that door for them, they're absolutely going to have those conversations with you when they feel comfortable. They just want to know that you are there to listen and that you're not going to judge them for being a human. Being approachable is about being present. It's not about sacrificing yourself, your boundaries, and your own mental health. And I think that's something that we all confuse a lot. So if you feel like you are walking this fine line as a leader, just remember that when you are showing empathy without boundaries, you are going to burn out. When you are showing empathy with boundaries, it leads to trust. The sweet spot is showing empathy and holding those boundaries at the same time. And that is what sustainable leadership ultimately looks like. All right, if this hit home with you, or if you're working with a friend, talking to a friend that is a leader and working on becoming a more empathetic leader who holds those boundaries, please, please share this with them. And I will talk to you all next time. Thank you.